Want to discover how much money your email marketing can actually bring you? If that's the case, let our team of email marketing experts show you how. With our free email marketing audit, we'll conduct a comprehensive analysis of your email marketing efforts, provide you with an action plan, and show you how to effectively segment and convert your audience. Simply go to flowium.com/audit and book your audit today.
Today, we're going to be talking about this like powerful cocktail, social media and email marketing, how to connect the two and how to get like the most out of your social media plus email marketing strategy.
Welcome to Email Einstein, a podcast by Flowium. It's time to start honing your inner marketing Einstein. Tune in for the data-driven tips that'll make you a marketing genius. Here, you'll find email marketing formulas and tips straight from the brilliant mad scientists at Flowium. It's time for your emails to start earning more money. It's time to unleash your Einstein. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode, another week with the crew here at Email Einstein. Vera and Elisa, we are two email marketers at an email marketing agency called Flowium. We are super passionate about email marketing, and because we love what we do, we want to share all our insights with you. Flowium is one of the fastest growing email marketing agencies in the world. We specialize in providing a premium, full-service e-commerce email marketing experience for all of our clients. Our service is tailored specifically for your business and is designed to help increase your online retail revenue by 20 to 50%. We deliver the right message to the right person at the right moment, and that's what we're all about here at Flowium. And also, please do not forget that if you like what we do here on our podcast, leave us a review. We love to hear from you and we like hearing nice things about what we do. So a review would be much appreciated. But in either case, this is a really exciting episode. Vera, please take it away.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode number 40. And it sounds insane. We already have recorded 40 freaking episodes. Can you believe this, Elisa?
I know, right?
Nuts. Yeah, I still remember when our podcast was a little baby on July 1st, Canada Day. That's when we released our first episode. Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't think so. Well, anyways, today we have a really fun episode because we will be talking about email marketing and social media. And it's going to be fun because, I mean, we are total email marketing nerds, but we can definitely see the huge value in social media as well. So yeah. Like nowadays, it's almost like a no-brainer that email marketing and social media are two like the most powerful marketing channels or marketing tools for growing your audience and building your brand. Mm-hmm. And just like think about this. I found this number on the internet and it just like blew my mind. 3.5 billion people, it's about half the world's population, are on social media daily. Can you imagine? Like 3.5 million. It means that kids are there. Older people are there. Wow. Like my grandma is there. I mean, everyone, practically everyone. It's 3.5. And Facebook, Instagram, whatever, you name it. There are so many of them. In Vancouver, actually, a really popular one is a WeChat. It's like a Chinese omni-channel platform. Yep. They have like social media and like everything. It's like everything in one platform. That's probably what Facebook wants to be when they grow up. But yeah, I mean, 3.5 billion people. And it's not surprising that like 73% of marketers agree that social media is like somewhat effective or very effective, in fact, in their business strategy. And at the same time, email marketing is still the kink when it comes to like converting those leads, right?
The return
on investment is amazing. It's like 3,800%, which sounds like a made up number, right? Like 3,800%, but it's true. And just like to make it easier for you, for every like $1 you spend on email marketing, you're getting like approximately $38 back. So that just like to put everything into perspective. And I mean, email marketing is the king, but nowadays you just like simply cannot ignore social media. No. So we thought, why not marry them together? And today we're going to be talking about this like powerful cocktail, you know, social media and email marketing, how to connect the two and how to get get like the most out of your social media plus email marketing strategy. But before we
that
go
is
there,
a power, that is a power cocktail for sure.
It is a power cocktail. Yeah. And I'm super happy that we'll be talking about it because I feel like we don't talk much about social media on this podcast. Yeah. We mostly focus on emails, but it's not because we don't like social media or we don't believe in social media. Mm-hmm. And I hope that today will help you guys to understand how you can like maximize your email marketing and social media.
Having the right communication between your brand and your audience is how you create meaningful connections, building your brand's identity and reputation. Introducing Flowium's Brand Voice course. Create your voice, tone, and learn how to represent your brand across multiple channels. Find out more at flowium.com/brandvoice.
Alisa, I know that you have a really cool pro tip of the week, so please introduce us.
Yes, here we go. So for those of you that are e-commerce business owners that are just starting out, first of all, hey, hi, how's it going? We see you, we hear you, we believe in you. Keep trooping along because what you're doing is great. But you obviously know how important it is to prioritize what you're going to invest in when it comes to your marketing. Obviously, mm-hmm. marketing can be expensive. And when your brand isn't quite at the level that you want it to be, you really just can't afford to pay for it all. When combined, as Vera has mentioned, social media marketing and email marketing are killer in a really, really good way. But if you have to choose between one or the other, this is what I would typically recommend. Social media marketing is excellent when your goal is to expand your reach and engagement. Email marketing, on the other hand, is excellent at driving sales. So again, mm-hmm. obviously the two combined will do it all for you. But if you have to choose, sometimes it makes more sense to put your eggs in the expand your audience before you get them to seriously and loyally mm-hmm. buy your products basket. So basically, we had a client in the past who actually came to us with a very, very small subscriber list, but they were super excited about email marketing. We set up emails for them, but the emails were only going so far because the list that we were targeting was tiny, 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 very, yeah. very small. And we actually ended up advising the client to pour their resources into their social media marketing so they could expand their audience and their subscriber list with the intention of revisiting email marketing with us later on down the line. That's important to do and important to realize where your company is at and make the smartest decisions for your brand so that you can actually grow and make it scalable. So if you're listening and you don't actually have the capacity to pay for email marketing and social media marketing, make sure that you keep listening to this podcast, because when you're ready to invest on the email marketing side of things, you'll be way ahead of the game knowing all of our top tips and the strategies that we implement. So again, when you're ready for that email marketing aspect of your marketing to kind of expand and to come to fruition, you'll know what you need to be doing and you'll be way ahead of the game. So as much as we're obsessed with email marketing, we know that it's not always the most logical next step for every single company. It's definitely mm-hmm. something that every e-commerce brand should have and should invest in. However, for those of you just starting out that really need to expand your reach, probably makes more sense to invest in some other avenues before you really dive in headfirst to email marketing. So that's your pro tip of the week.
Yeah, understanding where you are and where you want to be, that's like a big one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you, Alisa. I agree with you. Okay, so let's get to some juicy stuff. So the strategy number one, strategy/recommendation, I'd say, mm-hmm. is to include social media profiles links in all of your emails. So you guys probably heard the rule of seven, and it states that potential customers, they need to see your message 7+ times prior to purchasing from you. Mm-hmm. And I think the rule of seven is a very optimistic name for this rule, especially in 2021, because this number is probably much higher in 2021, like considering mm-hmm. just like how many different brands people are seeing on a daily basis. Yep. In fact, people encounter, and this, I found this on the internet, and again, another number that blew my mind. People encounter over 5,000 branding messages a day. Wow. Just like think about it. 5,000 branding messages a day. It doesn't mean that you're seeing like 5,000 different like articles, but in some way or another, you are seeing 5,000 different brand messages in a day. So you have Holy to be moly. Extra creative and extra good with social media and email marketing mm-hmm. and marketing overall to win that customer's attention. Well, anyways, social media is an amazing tool to help your brand like be seen, right? And mm-hmm. to create better brand awareness. But when you marry email marketing happening in social media, that's when the magic starts happening. And the very minimum that you can do with what you have, like without investing additional cent into anything, the very minimum that you can do is to basically include social media links to each and every of your emails. It's super easy to do. You can literally create like a standard footer that you will be reusing for all of your emails, and you can have like their cute links, images linked to your Facebook group or to your Instagram profile or for TikTok if you have one. Because I know that our CEO, Andre, he just started his TikTok career and it's hilarious. He's
really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's amazing, honestly.
That is hilarious.
Andre, so if you're listening to this, like keep going, man. I'm like, he has not as many like followers, but he's so like consistent with what he's doing.
That's awesome.
So yeah, guys, TikTok, another platform for you to try. Anyways, like adding social media links to your footer is the easiest thing you can do. Another way to like implement your social media links into your emails is just like create beautiful static blocks. Not exactly the footer, but almost like a static Instagram greet. That's something that we've been doing with our customers a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just like visually more appealing, and the customers are seeing it right away. So that's another option. And the third one, it's a bit more advanced, but definitely my favorite, is to be creating a custom web feed. So basically, you can connect your Instagram content to your campaigns or to your flows. And those like emails, they will be like dynamically showing your feed. So say you've posted some like additional posts on your Instagram or something, it will be right away updated in your email. Well, obviously, in the email before it was sent. After you've sent, it's not going to be updated, obviously. But that's an amazing tool. And I mean, you're probably guys doing it with your websites already, but just so you know, you can do the same thing with email. Yes, it requires a bit of a coding, but Klaviyo has like a lot of amazing resources. They can like walk you through the entire process of doing that. They have like amazing, amazing resources on their website. And we used it, and people loved it. Our clients loved it. And it just like adds that little like a feeling of community to each and every email. And that's like a big, big deal, because think about it. If someone like unsubscribes from your email list and they are not on your social media, it means that this customer is gone. Done. They were only on your email list. They unsubscribed and you've basically lost the connection with them. You cannot talk to them directly anymore. So that's why do your best to try getting those people into as many like different platforms as you have, just so you can communicate to them like one way or another. Facebook, amazing. Instagram, even better. TikTok, for God's sakes. Just make sure to not lose those customers. So that's like a big one. That's a big one.
For sure. It's a good one, and it's one that people kind of underestimate the power of. Yeah. So definitely, it ends up, I mean, once you get used to a brand's emails, you kind of overlook it. But when you're just starting out as a subscriber with a brand, it's definitely something that you look for to see how you can kind of further connect with them if you're that interested in them and actually subscribe to them. But in either case. So number two for you guys is to include a social call to action or CTA in your flows. Obviously, because social media is king, which Vera mentioned earlier, I love how that sounds. It's the king. You'd basically be a fool not to invite the king to the marketing party, right? So your automated emails are what drive your sales behind the scenes. We've talked about this over and over and over again. And once set up, they're doing a lot of the hard work for you. But it's important to make sure that they're somehow connected to every aspect of your marketing as a whole, which means finding a way to link them up to your social media profiles. So aside from the footer and the profile links in your emails, there are other ways that you can kind of directly call people towards your social media profiles. Two flows that we've talked about notoriously in the past are great opportunities to include information around your social media accounts. Again, specifically calling your subscribers to action and driving them directly to your profiles. So the very first that we'll mention is the pre-purchase or the welcome flow. And what better place to introduce a new subscriber to your brand's social media accounts than in the very automation that welcomes them to your brand as a whole. Typically, we include the social media CTA within the first 2 to 3 emails. And there's usually an email in that series that is solely dedicated to your social media accounts. In this email, what we typically do is we drive the traffic to your social media profile of choice, whether that's Instagram or Facebook, where new subscribers and potential customers can find out more information about what your social media presence looks like. What are you posting? What kind of people are you attracting to your profiles? These are all really huge factors that help people decide in this day and age if they want to interact with and buy from you. Obviously, with this in mind, it's important that you create a really solid first impression. Your profiles should depict and show exactly who you are. And when I say you, I mean your brand, because these potential customers took the time to check you out. So you have to make it worth their while, obviously. The second flow that I'll mention is the post-purchase flow. Your social call to action in this instance is pretty different from the pre-purchase, but it's still super, super important. Now that your subscriber is an official, and I put air quotes on this, customer with you, you need them to engage with you. So you want to keep that momentum going. And nothing says engagement more than a post on the old Instagram or a TikTok showcasing your products and obviously the buyer's excitement. Not only does this engagement help you generate user-generated content, which Vera is going to get into in a little bit, but you'll also be continuing the hype that the customer has about your brand and your product that they've most recently received. Excitement is obviously very good because the hope is that the excitement will last long enough to get the customer to make another purchase from you ASAP. So definitely think about including those social call to actions within the flows that you've included for your email marketing strategy.
That's super important. And for some of my clients, we're even like repurposing some of their, say, Instagram posts that are relevant or interesting to the customer, especially for the post-purchase flow. For example, we have this like athleisure company that we are working. They are selling like leggings, but one of the content that they are posting regularly is the workouts, like different workouts in their Insta TV. So what we did, we basically linked all of our customers who received that like email in the post-purchase sequence and say like, hey, have you tried this express 30 minutes workout or 15 minutes workout or whatever? You wouldn't believe the open rates and click-through rates on that email, just because that email was like so relevant and interesting and engaging to them, right? So instead of like just saying like, hey, check us out on the Instagram, you can try to give them some sort of value. And I mean, we are talking about it all the time. Value is important. Yes, email marketing is marketing, but don't remember that you are playing a long game. So you want to either like educate, entertain, or inspire your customers. It's like super, super important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I want a client that we used to work with in the past, Olive and June, they do these manicure boot camps where you basically go onto their Instagram live feed and then you can watch people doing manicures and like giving you tips and things like that. And that's all connected with their email marketing. So it links back to the client that you're just mentioning, Vera, where they include these workouts and things like that, where people are getting really excited because they're buying your product and now you're showing them firsthand like, hey, this is how you use our product. Get really excited about it. We provide more value like this in the future. So definitely huge. Yeah. I love that though. Making the social CTA more exciting than just check us out on Instagram.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And today we had a staff meeting with our other account managers and our amazing copywriters and designers. Shout out to you guys. You are amazing. Mm-hmm. And one of our copywriters, he actually had this idea to create, I think like a different horoscopes for flowers or something like that.
Yep, yep, yep.
So basically like a different types of bouquets for different horoscope signs. And you wouldn't believe, but like 2 hours after that, I went to social media of that brand that I really, really love. I'm obsessed with them. It's called Vitae Apparel. So they are the athleisure company. And they had this like a horoscope.
No way.
What kind of leggings are you or something like this based on your horoscope sign on
that
the
is so
social
funny.
Media. Yeah. So just guys, you don't have to be boring with your social media. You don't have to be boring when you're marrying social media and email marketing. Be creative. Do something like this. And believe me, your open rates, click-through rates will be through the roof and the customer will just like you / love you even more.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. That horoscope thing was so funny today.
I know, I'm like obsessed. And we were like laughing badly on the call because you guys know that we love examples of like mattresses and socks. For some reason, we always end up using mattresses and socks as examples. And we were like in a Slack channel or like in a Zoom messenger, we were like, haha, let's do what kind of socks are you based on your horoscope? Can you imagine?
We have to do something like that. We'll have to do like a a supplementary like resource to one of our podcast episodes, and we'll show like, this is the kind of sock you are if you're a Sagittarius.
Yeah, I know.
You say it.
I was like in Slack with our copywriter after that, and I was like, can you imagine doing this for our, what's the name, supplement brand? Like, what kind of supplement are you? You are gut supplement. You are probiotic. No, we're not going to do this. This is like totally lame, but we had a lot of fun, you guys. It's one of the reasons why I love working with our team.
Yeah. One of the big things that keep us here. Keep us here and working.
If your party is not as fun as ours, don't even invite us. So this is our kind of vibe. Okay. So the third, and this is like one of my favorite suggestions / techniques / strategies. You, in fact, can request user-generated content through email. Mm-hmm. And this is like a big one. And we talked a bit about social proof and user-generated content already in our early emails, but let's dig a bit deeper. So like on social media, your opportunities to showcase your products are literally endless. And there is literally no better social proof than someone who you not paid to using your product. Mm-hmm. And user-generated content is actually like the secret weapon of big dogs of email marketing and like smaller businesses, because people simply trust other people, other like real people, more than they trust you as a brand.
Yep.
And I mean, it is what it is. That's why we all are going to Amazon reviews to see the reviews first before we purchase it. That's why I personally always go to like tagged posts on Instagram. That's the thing that I'm always doing. Like before purchasing from the brand, I stalk them on Instagram. I go through their tagged messages and just like seeing what real people are saying, because you can have like the best marketing messaging ever. You can have top-notch copywriters and the best designers, but if your product sucks, people will let you know and they will let Instagram know.
Yeah.
So what we usually do, we ask customers to create some sort of like user-generated content, like reviews, have video reviews, tagged posts, testimonials, and tag us on their account. So it can be like anything, and you can even give them some sort of like incentive. You can say that like at the end of every month, we will be picking like a random winner who will get an annual subscription for socks or whatever. Yeah. So, you can have some sort of incentives. You don't have to be, because believe it or not, people want to be, they want to talk to you. They want to reach out to you directly. They want to hear back from you. They want to feel like they are doing like some sort of like service to other people who are buying your product. So user-generated content is huge. And that's something that I did with one of my clients. So the client is selling herbal teas and herbal tonics. And we basically asked our customers to create like a recipe with tonic. And we had amazing recipes of like mocktails that you can do with this herbal tea, chia puddings with this tea, like different lattes and stuff like that. So people were so creative, like smoothie bowls, smoothies. People were super, super creative. They were like tagging us on their Instagrams, and we were like repurposing that same content in our emails, in our newsletters. It even created that amazing feel of like a community, you know? So that was amazing. Another example that I actually am obsessed with, and full disclaimer, I don't drink alcohol practically, but this guy's I'm obsessed with. So the brand is called Tito Vodka, and basically their branding is weird but on point. So it's a vodka for dog people. This is like the weirdest marketing
bizarre
message. It's like, it's so random, right? Vodka for dog people. Yet because it's so like specific, you know, it's like a very niche product, they were able to build like an amazing, amazing community of raving fans. And they are actually asking like their customers to take pictures of the product and their dogs. And people love sharing pictures of their pets. People are obsessed with their pets, and they love sharing them on Instagram, on Facebook. So they actually created a ton of user-generated content that this brand is like keep reusing in their marketing. So yeah, you don't have to be boring with your email marketing marketing and social media marketing. There are a ton of inspiration online. If you don't know where to start, go and look, and Tito Vodka is a good example of such company.
Wow. I'll need to check them out. I mean, I love Tito's anyway, but that's a really funny handle, vodka for dog people.
Yeah.
And it's weird, but it's also super effective.
Very specific, right?
People love dogs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And actually, like, a portion of their proceeds went on helping like abandoned pets particular dogs. Yeah. So yeah, they have like this entire like strategy behind it, which I totally loved.
Genius. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Well, so on that note, we have number four, which is host a contest or giveaway and send an email about it. So this method of connecting your social media and email marketing efforts has become super popular, especially with our own clients. And it's really a great way to get people really excited about your brand and to also score some new subscribers onto your email list. You can also find creative ways to partner with other complementary brands, and those brands may potentially do some additional marketing for you on their own platforms with their own audience. So definitely kind of like a little side note there. We've all seen those contests and giveaways take place, especially on Instagram. Tag mm-hmm. three of your closest friends, like this post, follow that profile, follow this profile, add this to your story, use this hashtag, eat this banana, blah, blah, blah. There are like a million different things that you have to do in order to enter the contest.
Eat this banana. I love it.
But it's so effective. Like, the amount of times that my friends tag me on this stuff. Well, I don't have Instagram anymore, but the amount of times that I have this like, oh, someone has tagged you in this. And I'm like, oh, great. It's going to be like a funny meme or something like relatable. And it's just a contest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? But it gets me on that company's page, on that brand's page. And then I'm scrolling mindlessly, looking through things. Mm-hmm. This is a big reason why I don't have Instagram anymore. But anyways, because it's so effective, how much more effective do you think it could be when you actually have a solid email marketing strategy in place as well? Mm-hmm. So a really cool way actually that one of our clients actually sets up their giveaways is the following. What they'll do is they'll publish the announcement for the giveaway on their Instagram, which has a huge following and also gets a ton of traction, but they also announce the giveaway via email. So the two mm-hmm. kind of are really coherent and they coincide with each other. Both the email and the post lead to a landing page that they create specifically for the giveaway. And that landing page, in order for the person to enter the contest or giveaway, they have to enter their name and their email address, which is really, really handy. Mm-hmm. Basically, what they're doing is they're continuing the momentum that they have on social media. So getting people to get really hyped up on their Instagram post about the giveaway, but they're also leading people to a landing page where they're continuing to collect email addresses to add to their subscriber list. So they're kind of killing two birds with one stone. They're continuing the hype on social media, but then they're also adding to their subscriber list to make their email marketing even more effective. It goes back to that pro tip that I was talking about, where social media is awesome for engagement and expanding your reach, but email marketing is where you're really, really going to drive sales. Mm-hmm. And so now that they're finding this really perfect little happy family way of combining the two, these giveaways and these contests have been a huge asset to their company when it comes to, again, expanding their reach, but then also driving sales. So if you've been kind of on the edge about putting up a contest or a giveaway or setting one up or hosting one, definitely something to consider, because you're able to kind of drive both marketing avenues at the same time and boost the two. And again, like we mentioned, when you combine the two, it's a killer combination. So definitely something to consider. And that is number four when it comes mm-hmm. to marrying your social media and email marketing. Make sure that you host a contest or giveaway, because those are popular and
it's super popular.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very popular. Almost overdone, but not quite, because the free stuff is really cool. So it's not overdone.
And especially when you know like who are your customers and what they want, this giveaways can be like super, super effective. Yeah. One of my clients, they actually are partnering. It's a women mother-daughter business, and they are actually once a month partnering with other women businesses that are like in a similar niche, or like they are made for like similar kind of personas or similar people, right? So if you like product A, you will probably like product B as well. Partnering on Instagram with those other brands. And this way they are both like, they are growing their own following. They are growing the following of that other brand they are partnering with. And at the same time, we are announcing this contest every month or so. Email marketing. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome.
And this way we're sending traffic from email to their Instagram. That's a really good strategy to use, you guys.
Yeah.
There is no way you can track whether or not someone like commented on your Instagram and like exclude them from email campaign. That's why we're trying to make those email campaigns like as generic as possible. It's more like a campaign that lets people know that this is what is happening right now. And those campaigns surprisingly have been performing really well in terms of placed orders. I was like so surprised because you would think that if you have the main CTA linked to your Instagram, it wouldn't perform as well in terms of like placed orders. But we have also added product blocks into that same email. So basically, if someone is not interested like directly into entering the contest, or they don't have Instagram, or they are just like not interested, they can still go to your like different product blocks and to your website directly.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And the product, the product blocks are a big, big new, I guess, kind of like fad amongst the clients that I've been working with as well, where they're really excited about that. So definitely something to include. It's another added element in your emails, but also it kind of very subtly pushes like, hey, by the way, make a purchase.
So, yeah, it's a big one. And by the way, those product blocks, they can make your email much, much heavier. So don't go crazy. Don't add like 50 product blocks in one email, because your email will be clipped. I've been there, done that. Well, not exactly. We found this issue before we sent the email. But yeah, just like be super mindful when you're using those product blocks. But they are amazing. Long story short, they are amazing. The fifth strategy and the last one is to invite people to follow your hashtag. In a way, we kind of covered it already, this fifth strategy, but basically, instead of like asking your customers to tag your Instagram account through their Instagram accounts, you can just like ask them to follow like a specific hashtag. Mm-hmm. And hashtags, they help you to almost like segment your audience, because what if your customer don't want to see each and every email from your brand, yet they want to see your before and after results or something like this? So hashtags, like they help you to segment that audience in a way. And also they are awesome for the community building purposes as well. One of my favorite like hashtag campaigns ever, it was Uber campaign that they launched in January 2018. So basically what they did, they asked their users to give a compliment to their drivers. And I think we used this example already in the podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about this before.
But I like totally love this example. So they urged their users to give a compliment to their Uber drivers for like an excellent service using the hashtag beyond 5 stars. And that hashtag campaign was a massive, massive hit. And millions of Uber users, they like complimented their drivers. They used that hashtag. It created this amazing feeling of the community. And the brand also featured some of this most complimented drivers in the series of video ads and then emails as well, which is like amazing. They had this like customer stories that they have repurposed in the emails. And yeah, the campaign was like super, super important for them, like when it comes to expanding the brand's social media presence and improving their open rates, click-through rates, because I assume the campaign like this would generate a ton of attention. And yeah, you can be super creative with hashtags. Another good example, and I'm sure you guys remember it, but back in like 2015, 16, and I think even like 2 years ago, Starbucks, they actually had this like a cup decorating challenge or whatever, where you could decorate their iconic white cup, and then they would select like a winner from over like, I don't know, like 10,000 or 4,000 or something.
Yeah, I remember they did this.
Yeah, yeah. And then they picked the winner, and the winner cup became their like a holiday / Christmas cup, because like every year they are launching this like a Christmas themed thing. And yeah, and the hashtag was Red Cup Art, and it performed amazing in like Twitter and Instagram over the holidays, and people were like creating this amazing designs, and they were creating a lot of buzz around it. So it was an excellent, excellent example of hashtag using. And so just like try to invite people to follow your different hashtags. And this is your way to segment people on your social media. There are not as many ways to segment your audience once they are on your page already, but this is definitely one of them. So try it out.
I love it. Yeah, I remember that Red Cup Art hashtag. I remember that. I remember that hype. That feels like 700 years ago, but I remember.
I know, right?
Hype.
It's like a different world. The last time they did something like this was like 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, because this year I don't think they had anything.
No,
like
it
this.
was a very strange year for all.
Yeah, including Starbucks Christmas cups.
Including Starbucks Christmas cups. That is so funny. Well, guys, there you have it. 5 strategies for marrying your social media and email marketing. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Also, if you are interested in getting some more advice on how to establish a solid email marketing strategy for your e-commerce store, make sure that you visit us at flowium.com/contact and sign up for a free consultation. You'll be able to chat with someone from our company, and they'll be able to kind of review what you have in place already and kind of give you some advice for anything that you can do moving forward. So check that out.
Cool. And next week, we'll actually be talking about different strategies to grow your dollar amount per customer. And I know that a lot of you guys will probably be excited about this topic. So we'll be talking about how to make each customer worth more and how to increase customer lifetime value. That's a big one. So definitely come back next Tuesday. And thank you for listening. We really appreciate you guys being here, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Email Einstein. Can you feel that? Your marketing brain just got a little bit bigger. We ask that you please use it wisely. You've got all the theory you need to get out there and start boosting your sales, because great emails equals revenue squared.
Just in 2022, we help our e-commerce client generate over $250 million in revenue through effective email marketing strategy. And now we can help you too. Stop missing out on the potential revenue your email could be generating for your business right now. Take advantage of our free email marketing audit today and let our team help you optimize your email for maximum conversion. Go to flowium.com/audit and book your audit today. It's flowium.com/audit. Flowium.com/audit.